Blog Talk Radio.
Eo. RD. Colombia.
Welcome to Food for the Soul with Chef Ramon Clay and Weldon. Today I got two special guests, two chefs and a pan, Derry and Shine. They're going to come on the show later. So I can't wait to get this cracking. I hope you enjoy it because this is an exclusive interview with two great chefs out of Atlanta, and they've been doing their thing for the last 15 years. So I hope you enjoy this episode of Food for the Soul with your guy, Chef Ramon Clay and Weldon. I'd like to give a shout-out to Ruth Weldon Gasson, Stacey Jason, Jennifer and Shane, to my nieces and nephews, to my people. I hope you enjoy it. Keep listening in. To be a guest call in, the number is 646-915-9934. Once again, to be a guest call in, 646-915-9934. To leave an email or questions, email me at weldonr112@gmail.com. Once again, that's weldonr112@gmail.com. Or hit me up on my website, chefremoweldon.com. So be breezy, and I hope you enjoy the show. I'll be back in a couple of minutes.
Eo. RD. Colombia.
Cuando no la llamo, siempre me hace reclamo. Discutimos, peleamos. Pero llego a casa en la noche, la molesto y arreglamos. Nos arreglamos, nos mantenemos en esa, pero nos amamos. Ay, vamos. Por más que tú discutas, yo no te dejo, es que tú tienes los truquitos que me gustan, mami. Peleamos, nos arreglamos, nos mantenemos en esa, pero nos amamos. Ay, vamos. Yo no te dejo, es que tú tienes los truquitos que me gustan.
No importa si estás lejos, siempre te siento presente y estoy pendiente de ti frecuentemente. Cuando estoy en la calle resolviendo mis problemas, es para nuestro futuro, yo no sé por qué me celas. No soy un santo, tampoco ando en cosas malas. Cuando no estoy contigo es porque ando con mis panas. Somos por los opuestos y por eso no gustamos. ¿Qué mal le vamos a hacer si así nos enamoramos? Y ahí vamos.
Pero nos amamos, ay, pa.
Por más que tú discutas, yo no te dejo, es que tú tienes los truquitos ahí.
Y así nos mantenemos en este show y el mismo can. A veces yo no entiendo de verdad cuál es tu plan. Si somos dos personas diferentes y no sé cómo sucedió.
Pa' mí no hay otra como tú, pa' ti no hay otro como yo, no.
Cuando no me tienes en la casa te alteras. Si no me sientes cerca te desesperas. Me quieres dar una tanda la noche entera. Pero llego, te beso y hacemos pila de lo que era.
Nena, nena, tranquilícese. Que en la calle a nadie besé. Yo solo tengo ojos pa' usted. Relájate, despreocúpate.
Nena, nena, tranquilícese. Que en la calle con nadie miré. Que yo con nadie mangué. Ay, mami chula, yo estoy puesto pa' usted.
Ay, ay, nos arreglamos, nos mantenemos en esa, pero nos amamos, y ahí vamos.
Por más que tú discutas, yo no te dejo, es que tú tienes los truquitos que me gustan, mami.
Peleamos, nos arreglamos, nos mantenemos en esa, pero nos amamos, y ahí vamos.
Food for the soul thought, never give up on your dreams because it will come true. It will happen. Never give up. Never give out because sometimes the greatest test will get you to your destination faster than you think. Food for the Soul menu. Turkey Reuben sandwiches with cranberry salt, with cranberry mayonnaise. Strawberry Spanish artichoke salad for dessert. Pineapple upside down cake for drink. Hurricane.
Ew. RD Colombia.
Cuando no la llamo,
cuando no la llamo,
siempre me hace reclamo. Discutimos, peleamos,
discutimos, peleamos.
Pero llego a casa en la noche, la molesto y arreglamos. Peleamos, nos arreglamos, nos mantenemos en esa, pero nos amamos. Ay, vamos.
Que tú discutas, yo no te dejo, es que tú tienes los truquitos que me gustan, mami.
Peleamos, nos arreglamos, nos mantenemos en esa, pero nos amamos, y ahí vamos.
Por más que tú discutas, yo no te dejo, es que tú tienes los truquitos que me gustan.
No importa si estás lejos, siempre te siento presente y estoy pendiente de ti frecuentemente. Cuando estoy en la calle resolviendo mis problemas, es para nuestro futuro, yo no sé por qué me celas. No soy un santo, tampoco ando en cosas malas. Cuando no estoy contigo es porque ando con mis panas. Somos por los opuestos y por eso no gustamos. ¿Qué más le vamos a hacer si así nos enamoramos? Y ahí vamos.
Mantenemos en esa, pero nos amamos. Ay, pa.
Por más que tú discutas, yo no te dejo, es que tú tienes los truquitos ahí.
Y así nos mantenemos en este show y el mismo can. A veces yo no entiendo de verdad cuál es tu plan. Si somos dos personas diferentes y no sé cómo sucedió.
Pa' mí no hay otra como tú, pa' ti no hay otro como yo, no.
Cuando no me tienes en la casa te alteras. Si no me sientes cerca te desesperas. Me quieres dar una tanda la noche entera, pero llego, te beso y hacemos pila de lo que era.
Nena, nena, tranquilícese, que en la calle a nadie besé. Yo solo tengo ojos pa' usted. Relájate, despreocúpase.
Nena, nena, tranquilícese, que en la calle con nadie lidé. Que yo con nadie mangué. Ay, mami chula, yo estoy puesto pa' usted.
Peleamos, nos arreglamos, nos mantenemos en esa, pero nos amamos, y ahí vamos.
Por más que tú discutas, yo no te dejo, es que tú tienes los truquitos que me gustan, mami.
Nos arreglamos, nos mantenemos en esa, pero nos amamos, y ahí vamos.
Por más que tú discutas, yo no te dejo, es que tú tienes los truquitos que me gustan, mami.
Shadow Blow,
el remix oficial para la República Dominicana.
J Balvin,
DJ Lobo y Shadow Blow, the business, J Balvin, man. Ahí vamos, remix, DJ Lobo.
Heavy, want some music. Yo te dije que nosotros estamos trabajando a un nivel demasiado acelerado en el área. Colombia, RT, ya tú sabes qué es lo que es. Ya.
What do you do when you don't get the best you can do? What do you do when you get sick and tired of being sick and tired? Sometimes things might not go your way. Sometimes you get tired of going on date after date, meeting new people all the time, and it don't work out. Because you're like, is this the one? Come to find out it's not the one. So you try it again. You know, been on blind date after blind date. it's to no avail. Being single is hard out here. It's not easy. Because everybody thinks the grass is always been on the other side of the fence, but it's not. For those that think there's a perfect person for you, nobody is perfect but the Lord Jesus. And men, there's no perfect woman either. I'm just going to put it out there. Everybody has their own character flaws. Life ain't no joke. Life will either make you or break you. And there's so many people that are broken that want to be put back together again. But what do? When you think you meet that right person and they're trying to be abusive or controlling or arrogant or self-righteous, what do? When you meet somebody to save you, you might not think that could be an issue, but you can be to save you. When I say that, I mean you're going way beyond the call of duty to be a super Christian. Because nobody is perfect. Nobody. Some people get carried away. They mean well, but that's just what it is. They mean well. Sometimes you have to have balance. And a lot of times people just don't have balance. Balance is so important in a relationship. Trying to keep things not too far left and not too far right. But it's hard to do sometimes.
Ew. RD, Colombia.
Cuando no la llamo,
cuando no la llamo,
siempre me hace reclamo. Discutimos, peleamos,
discutimos, peleamos.
Pero llego a casa en la noche, la molesto y arreglamos.
What do you do when you're a spender and the other person is a saver? That means they like to hold back for a rainy day. But, you know, some people spend as much as they get. When they get it, they don't hold nothing back at all. They don't care about a rainy day. They don't care how they got to pay their bills.
Ew. RD. Colombia.
They don't care how they got to pay their light bills. They just don't care about their bills. All they care about is shopping and spending frivolously. See, it's a lot to this dating game that you got to realize. What do you do when you meet somebody and then I had 10 jobs? They can't keep a job for nothing. What do you do? What do you do when a person don't understand the concept of saving? Or cooking and cleaning, or balance a checkbook, or being proactive and not reactive. What do you do? What do you do when another person loses their job? Because no situation is perfect, I'm going to tell you that right now. What do you do? To be a guest call in, 646-915-9934. Once again, 646-915-9934. To email me with questions or feedback, WELDON or 112 at gmail.com. Once again, that's WELDON or 112 at gmail.com. Nobody is perfect. Nobody can predict the future. Because you ever notice your best enemy used to be your best friend? That's crazy, but it's true. People that you think love you the most will be the one that do you in faster than anybody else. It's just what it is. Like I said, it was the best of times. It was the worst of times. Still, there were times. See, people are in your life for a reason or a season. Sometimes they come to stir up, show out, and act a donkey. But that's okay, though. Nothing lasts forever but death. I mean, to me personally, I would date somebody that was a friend or a best friend, because see, that person know your ways, they know your good, your bad, they know everything about you. But a lot of people say, I don't want to date a friend. I'd be like, why not? Because your friend will never do you wrong. They're always going to have your back regardless of what go on, when it go on. They're already down. They're down like four flights on a Cadillac. I'm just being real. That person already accepts your good, your bad. They already accept your flaws because they're your friend. They know your flaws, and they don't care because they're there for you. See, when you go out and find newfound people, they have newfound interests, hidden agendas. And see, that's where people screw up at. You got to find out. You got to play detective in your relationship. Why is this person into me like that? Is it because of sex? Is it because of the money they think I got? Or they think I'm going to take care of them? Why are they here? See, time out for you can't screw up all the time. Life is too short. You got to get the thing right the first time around. But see, a lot of times we don't. Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hey, can you hear me?
Hi, how you doing?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Oh, that's good. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you fine.
This is Daryl from Two Chefs in the Pan.
Hey, nice to meet you.
It was nice to meet you, too. How y'all doing?
Oh, we're doing good. Tell us about what y'all do and what got y'all together and how y'all got started.
Oh, you haven't got started yet?
What made y'all do what y'all do? How y'all got started? How y'all came up with the concept?
Oh. Well, this is how we got started. We transitioned our way to Atlanta from Virginia. When we came down here, when we transitioned to Atlanta, the only food equipment that we had with us was one pan.
Wow.
We began to cook everything in that one pan. We did sauteing, we did braising, boiling, baking, everything we needed, we did in that one pan.
Wow.
And that's how we got. That's how we came up with the name Two Chefs in the Pan.
So y'all still use that same one pan, or y'all have got more pans?
We have more pans, but yes, we do still use our one initial pan that we use. Yeah, that's our baby.
So y'all have like a large following in ATL?
Right now we are on Facebook. We have over 3,000 members in our group. And we got over 4,000 followers on our like page, but we touch the lives of about maybe 10,000 plus more people. With our videos and things like that we put on, that we post online.
Wow. So how does it feel to be in your position right now?
Right now, we're private chef, so we are actually, we're doing client-based events right now. We'll be working with Larry Myers in the near future. That's the guy, the man that lost 700 pounds, if you ever heard of him. We're going to be doing a lot of things with him coming up. And, you know, we just enjoy what we do. We love what we do. Between my partner and I, we have over 50-plus years of experience in the industry. So, you know, we really love what we do. It's a passion.
What's your special dishes? What's your favorite things you like to do for people?
Me personally, I love Mediterranean dishes. I've traveled a lot in Europe, so I've grown accustomed to this style of eating, and I'm fascinated by the way they prepare food, so and the flavors, the way they come together. So I pretty much specialize in Mediterranean dishes. My partner, he's more of a new American style chef. So his creativity with the twist on old favorites is really nice.
Do y'all do any soul food dishes, or y'all don't mess with that too much?
Any dishes that we prepare, they're original dishes that we create ourselves. So we really kind of like not copycatting or bouncing off of anybody else, really. We create our own dishes. Anything you see we put out, it's from the brains of two chefs and paint.
Wow, that's cool. So do people come? Do you go to people's houses, or it doesn't matter what happens?
Repeat that.
Repeat
that question.
Shows for people.
Repeat that question.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Well, yeah, I can hear you. Just repeat that last question.
Do y'all go out to, do y'all give, like, private cooking lessons to people, or how does that go?
Yes, it depends. We do lessons. We do group lessons. We do individual lessons, like if a housewife or someone, male, female, it doesn't matter. If you want to learn how to cook, you can contact us, and we can schedule, like, a cooking class. We prefer, really, a nice little group because it makes it a lot more interesting, a lot more fun when when our clients include, like, their family, you know, some friends and things like that in the lesson.
So have you ever seen things?
Yeah, we go out to the we go out to our clients' homes. Most of our clients that want to learn how to cook, we usually cook in their homes.
Oh, that's cool. So have y'all got any call from any famous people in Atlanta since y'all been there?
We had a couple of clients, a few clients. We've only been here for about 2 years now. And we have a few solid base clients here in Atlanta. These are repetitive clients. These are clients that we deal with on a regular basis.
Cool. I mean, it's good to see people doing their dream, because sometimes people just give up and give out when things don't go their way or fall on bad times. But it's good to see people keep pushing at it.
Well, I think is we have a strong faith base, you know, with the man upstairs. So when things may seem like they're bad, they're really not bad, you know, and that's how we look at things. There's always the positive, and, you know, there's always a light in the dark, you know what I mean? Although, you know, it can be a struggle at sometimes, and it can be very stressful. But because we have that strong base faith, you know, that guy, he kind of look out for us and he takes care of us. So, you know, we don't really dwell on when things are slow or things like that. That comes with the business. You know, you're going to have a moment where you're fast and you're going to have a moment where it's slow. And when, you know, we've been in this business a long time. Like I said, we have 50-plus years between the two of us. So, you know, we've seen it all.
Yeah, when everybody else on vacation, you working. I know how it is. And it's about to be that time of year. It's about to be that time of year when people jump in the broom. So it's really going to be on.
Well, yeah. Usually the spring and the summer, summertime's up. It really gets a little busy, but that's a good thing.
So do y'all have a full staff or just y'all two guys doing everything?
That's what it says, two chefs plus a pan. Pretty much, primarily it's just my partner and I, but we do hire out when we need those extra hands for like a major event or a bigger event. We'll hire out for those extra hands. But for the most part, my partner and I, we usually do the functions and the events. We usually do them by ourselves.
Are y'all coming out with a cookbook or going on TV or things like that?
Right now we're in the process of probably by the end of the spring, going into the summer, we'll be launching our spring edition of our cookbook. Going into the preparations of our summer edition, we're going to be launching a cookbook for every season. So initially we'll have four cookbooks being produced for each season, one for each season, winter, spring, summer, fall, and then toward the beginning of the year for those of our clientele and followers and people who that love our food and enjoy making our dishes that didn't get an opportunity to get either one of those cookbooks, we'll be publishing a full four season cookbook.
Wow, y'all doing some nice things in Atlanta. And I know the market is crazy, but you guys got to be ahead of the competition.
Well, in the food industry, when you talk about competition in the food industry, foodies are foodies. Everyone loves to eat. So it just really depends on your taste and how you do things and how you present your food and the quality of your food and the quality of your service. If you have all of those intact, then it really doesn't matter what type of food you're selling or what type of food you're serving. As long as you have all of those elements, you'll always succeed. Because people love to eat.
They do. They really do. From carnivals to McDonald's to Red Lobster.
Yeah, to a backyard barbecue. And that's what we do. We really, like I said, once again, we really have a passion and a love for what we do. What may seem to be come easy, I mean, it may seem to come easy to us, but it's really a hard task to please someone.
It is. So do you plan to go like other states or just stay in the Atlanta area?
No, actually we'll be also come probably midsummer. We're working on the logistics now, but we'll probably midsummer be launching a dining tour where we'll be traveling throughout the different cities where we'll schedule events for several of our foodies that will get the opportunity to actually come out and sit and enjoy some of our great cooking.
So what states are going to hit first? South Carolina going to be one of them?
We really haven't decided which city we're going to hit first or what city we're going to start our tour in. That's, like I said, we're still working on the logistics of that. And then once the decision is made, then we'll launch it out to the public through a press release. And once that happens, then we'll be able to solidify and get feedback from our foodies as to where we should start.
When you started out cooking so many years ago, did you thought it was going to get this big?
No, not really. I mean, when you have a passion for something, when you truly have a passion for something, you're really not looking at it as like a profit or a gain. It's just something you just love to do. You just happen to do it for a living.
Because
you know
what I mean? I know so many people get caught up in chasing behind the money, but never chase behind the money. Chase behind what, like you say, what you love to do, because your gift will make room for you or provide for you.
Well, right. It's like, If you love to draw and you love being an artist, and then during your lifespan you become a famous artist, you didn't become famous because you wanted to be famous. You became famous because of your love of what you're doing. You
feel
me?
Yeah, I see so much. Some people get discouraged because they don't see that big paycheck. But sometimes it's not about the paycheck. It's about the job.
If a singer put out a single and they really don't love singing, then that particular single may do well for a spell. But if you have a singer that loves to sing and put their heart and their soul in the art of music, not only will that single sell, but anything that has been inspired by those feelings will sell. And you become famous. And it's not because you became famous because of that one single. You became famous because of the love and the passion that you put into what you do.
This is my favorite verse in the Bible. When the master give a person a gift, he give another person two gifts, and he give another person four gifts. And when he came back, he talked to them and said, "What did you do?" And each one doubled the gift except for the one that had the one gift. And he asked them, "Why didn't you grow it?" He said, "I just buried it." So I believe that if you grow yourself, the way will be open for you to keep growing. But if you do nothing, you get nothing.
Right.
Because anybody can do nothing. Doing nothing is so easy.
Right. Doing nothing is
everything is hard.
Right. Doing nothing is easy, but to plant a seed in the ground is just what you're doing, putting it in the ground. But if it never rains and you never water it, then how can the seed grow?
It's not going to grow. And I remember somebody saying, if you're doing what I'm doing, you have to water
the ground, and you have to sow the ground to reap the fruit.
And I believe practice makes perfect. When I was in culinary school, we went over the same sauces like every day, like religiously. And it got on your nerves at some time, but it was to prepare you for the next step in life. You have to keep practicing. And a lot of people think, if you do it one time, I got it down pat. No, it takes multiple times to get it right.
Cooking is always a learning process. It's always a learning process. Everything you do in life is a learning process. When we make a sauce, in order for the sauce to get better, and better and better. We have to make it over and over and over and over and over and over.
I know so many times now everything is so instant that you can go to the store and purchase a hollandaise sauce powder and just add something to it. But I learned the old-fashioned way with egg yolks and lemon juice and red chili flakes or whatever, making a double boiler. I learned from the old school way of doing things, but nowadays everything is so instant, and so many people want instant gratification.
Well, that's what. Two chefs in the pan. If we do everything from scratch. If you check out our videos, you can find us on Facebook at Two Chefs in the Pan on Facebook, or Two Chefs Plus a Pan. That's the number two. That's chefs, the plus sign in the pan on Facebook. And if you check our videos and follow us, you'll see everything we do is from scratch. We're scratch chefs. That's what we do everything from
kitchen. I learned how to make stock and everything from scratch.
And that's our slogan, from the market straight to the table. So everything we do is fresh. We buy our meats fresh, fruit fresh, greens fresh, herbs fresh. It's very, very seldom that we use dry herbs or spices. Very seldom. We use them, but very seldom.
What's some of your favorite spices that you like to hit the pan with? I know everybody got a little special thing they like to do.
We love garlic. We love garlic. Yeah. Garlic is good for the heart. But we love cooking with garlic. We love cooking with wine. Most of our sauces are wine-based, and we enjoy using fresh thyme, rosemary, basil, any fresh herbs and spices, anything fresh that we cook with. We cook with all mostly major fresh items. Like I said, we use some dry spices, but for the most part, all of our spices and ingredients come fresh from the market.
Do you plan to go to the big screen, do movies and stuff like that, or you don't know?
If that's the route that the big man upstairs want us to go, and if that opportunity arises, yes, we would love to be on the big screen. I would love to put my face on the camera, but that's solely up to the man upstairs. If he poses that opportunity for us, of course, you know, that would be a blessing, and of course, you know, we would gladly honor that.
Because the reason I say that, because sometimes you might start one way and go out to a whole another level, and you'd be like, wow, how did that happen? How did you see
that?
Yeah,
that's what we said. That was the very first thing we said when we started Two Chefs Plus a Pan. We started Two Chefs Plus a Pan, like we said, you know, we had one pan that we cooked with, and we started that out just, you know, as something to do. And we were like, wow, you know, we cooking with this one pan. What can we call ourselves? You know, we just the cooking on Facebook and throwing a video out there. And then that's my partner sat down, and I came back and was like, hey, let's call ourselves Two Chefs Plus a Pan. Well, actually, it started out as Two Chefs and a Pan. But, and it went from there.
I've only got, like, one more minute left before I'm cut off. So any last-minute things you'd like to say to anybody, me included, fans, your followers, your peeps, your your family?
We want to thank all our foodies. We want to thank our family for following us and supporting us. And we ask that you guys continue to follow us and continue to support us. We can be reached and followed on Two Chefs Plus a Pan at Gmail on Facebook. And our email address is twochefsandapan@gmail.com. And our website is twochefsandapan.wix.com/private chefs. We want to give everybody once again a big thank you for your support. And we hope to see you in the near future at one of our tastings or one of our dining tours.
Hey, thank you for coming to the show, because I know y'all busy and y'all have a whole lot going on. And I'm glad y'all took the time to come out on Food for the Soul with Chef Ramon Weldon, because I know how it is out there. It's always about the hustle and the grind and to get things done. And that's just life.
Yeah, man,
knows,
pretty good.
To Atlanta, Atlanta, I might meet y'all face to face.
That would be great. Maybe we can schedule a tasting. Get hit us up. Two Chefs in the Pan, like I said, Facebook, or hit us in our email, twochefsinthepan@gmail.com.
Hey, I got a cousin that lives in Atlanta. He's a bishop or something. He's really big. His name is Craig Pringle.
Well, maybe we'll reach out. Thank you. We really appreciate you. Thank you so much.
I'll tell him about y'all when I hit him up later on Facebook or something. And say, you need to get these guys to your house or your church or something and let them do what they do.
That's what we do. We have a passion. We bring elegance and quality to any event.
So once again, thank you for coming on the show. I'm glad to have you on. Anytime you want to come back, just let me know. I'll be glad to have you back on. No problems.
Thank you so much. We really appreciate it. And once again, thanks for all you guys' support.
And you have a blessed day, you and your partner, and keep up with the great success and showing people what great food is and keep making us proud.
We will. God bless.
Take care.
Take care.
Bye. Talk to you soon.
Ew. RD. Colombia.
Cuando no la llamo,
cuando no la llamo,
siempre me hace reclamo.
Discutimos, peleamos.
Pero llego a casa en la noche, la molesto y arreglamos. Peleamos, nos arreglamos. Nos mantenemos en esa, pero nos amamos. Ay, vamos.
Por más que tú discutas, yo no te dejo. Es que tú tienes los truquitos que me gustan, mami.
Nos arreglamos, nos mantenemos en esa, pero nos amamos y ahí vamos.
Por más que tú discutas, yo no te dejo, es que tú tienes los truquitos que me gustan.
No importa si estás lejos, siempre te siento presente y estoy pendiente de ti frecuentemente. Cuando estoy en la calle resolviendo mis problemas, es para nuestro futuro, yo no sé por qué me celas. No soy un santo, tampoco ando en cosas malas. Cuando no estoy contigo es porque ando con mis panas. Somos por los opuestos y por eso no gustamos. ¿Qué mal le vamos a hacer si así nos enamoramos? Y ahí vamos. Mantenemos en esa, pero nos amamos. Ay, vamos.
Por más que tú discutas, yo no te dejo, es que tú tienes los truquitos ahí.
Y así nos mantenemos en este show y el mismo can. A veces yo no entiendo de verdad cuál es tu plan. Si somos dos personas diferentes y no se